As the controversy continued, Obama shifted gears. As mentioned, on March 18, he delivered a major speech in Philadelphia titled A More Perfect Union. In a central part of the speech, Obama retracted his claim he had never heard Wright make the type of outlandish statements that were causing outrage. Did I know him to be an occasionally fierce critic of American domestic and foreign policy? Of course, Obama told the national audience watching on cable television. Did I ever hear him make remarks that could be considered controversial while I sat in church? Yes. Did I strongly disagree with many of his political views? Absolutely. Just as I'm sure many of you have heard remarks from your pastors, priests, or rabbis with which you strongly disagreed. Obama said Wright's remarks expressed a profoundly distorted view of this country, a view that sees white racism as endemic and elevates what is wrong with America above all that we know is right about America, a view that sees conflicts in the Middle East as rooted primarily in the actions of stalwart allies like Israel, instead of emanating from the perverse and hateful ideologies of radical Islam. How could Obama know these were the subjects of Wright's sermons unless he had heard them? The problem Obama faces when he first denies anything about a controversy is that later, when he has to admit he did know something he had earlier denied knowing, we can only conclude Obama's first instinct was to lie, or at least misconstrue the truth, so as to engage in a cover-up. Both strategies, when finally exposed, backfire. If Obama would lie that he had been in church to hear Wright's outrageous speeches, what else would he lie about? Perhaps Obama is lying about or covering up the full extent of his relationship with Bill Ayers. How about Tony Rezko? Is Obama lying there too? On April 28, 2008, when Wright gave a speech and answered questions before a national cable news audience, Obama was forced to ramp up the denial. In a press conference the next day, Obama repeated his previous positions. His comments were not only divisive and destructive, Obama said, beginning the press conference, but I believe they end up giving comfort to those who prey on hate, and I believe they do not portray accurately the perspective of the black church. To explain why he was denouncing Wright now, whereas he had not done so when the controversy began, Obama tried to argue that Wright's performance at the National Press Club was more outlandish than ever. The person I saw yesterday was not the person I met 20 years ago, Obama said. But when he states and amplifies such ridiculous propositions, as the U.S. government somehow being involved in AIDS, when he suggests that Minister Farrakhan somehow represents one of the greatest voices of the 20th and 21st centuries, when he equates the United States' wartime efforts with terrorism, then there are no excuses. Obama tried to say Wright's press club appearance was the last straw, that his statements rightly offend all Americans and should be denounced. And that's what I'm doing very clearly and unequivocally here today. As he concluded his prepared comments, Obama made some remarks that suggested his real objection to Wright was not what Wright said, but that Wright was disrespecting him by trying to dominate the spotlight when Obama was trying to run for president. He objected, "This campaign has never been about me. It's never been about Senator Clinton or John McCain. It's not about Reverend Wright." Then he added, "And the fact that Reverend Wright would think that somehow it was appropriate to command the stage for 3 or 4 consecutive days in the midst of this major debate is something that not only makes me angry, but saddens me. Finally, on April 28, appearing with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday, Obama commented on Wright, admitting, "I think the people were legitimately offended by some of the comments that he made in the past. The fact he's my pastor, I think, makes it a legitimate political issue, so I understand that." With this interview, Obama came full circle. From his initial denials he knew anything about Wright's more outlandish statements, to finally admitting that his 20-year membership in Wright's congregation was a legitimate political issue. It was soon discovered that the ranks of Obama supporters include a white priest of a mostly black church who has links to Nation of Islam chief Louis Farrakhan and an apparently low level of tolerance for the Second Amendment. The supporter is Father Michael Flager, a white Roman Catholic priest who is the pastor of the predominantly African-American St. Sabina Church on Chicago's South Side. Flager was listed on Obama's 2008 presidential campaign website being one of the people of faith who endorse Obama's campaign. There's a photo of Flager and a testimonial in which he compares Obama to RFK. "I haven't heard anyone since Robert F. Kennedy who is causing such an emotional awakening to the political possibilities." According to the Chicago Tribune, Flager gave Obama political contributions of $1,500 between 1995 and 2001, including $200 in April 2001, about 3 months after Obama announced $225,000 in grants to St. Sabina program.